The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. When I recently met author Max Arthur Mantle at a South Beach cafe, we talked about his new semi-autobiographical novel, Bati Boy. But we also talked about the way he was sitting, that is, with his legs crossed.
In Jamaica, if you cross your legs, if you're a male, in a quote-unquote effeminate way, I would get my ass kicked. As soon as they see me, the eye would roll, then they would get red, then the anger, then there's the whole hate will come, and then the slurs.
As a gay man growing up in Jamaica, Mantle heard the slurs. The most hateful, not coincidentally, was Bati Boy. That's what a mob called him one night as he stood alone on a street corner in Kingston waiting for a bus.
Somebody pulled a knife on me. And he said, oh, this is a Bati Boy. My life was endangered.
Someone stepped in to rescue Mantle. But many gay and lesbian Jamaicans aren't so fortunate. Human rights groups say Jamaica is one of the world's most violently homophobic countries. Too many LGBT people have been beaten or murdered in Jamaica. In October, an armed mob attacked a group of homeless gay men. One victim was in a coma for 3 weeks. No one has been arrested.
It's not a situation where you can exist freely. It's like if somebody say in a crowd, kill the Bati Boy, everybody will advocate that. And it's something the police will sanction.
Jamaican police deny that charge, but Jamaica does criminalize homosexuality, using sodomy laws left over from British colonial rule. Conservative Christian church leaders fuel the homophobia. So do pop recordings like Boom Bye Bye by dancehall reggae star Buju Banton. That song openly declares that gays have to die. But this isn't just a Jamaican problem. 11 Caribbean countries outlaw homosexuality, even though right next door in the U.S., the Supreme Court just legalized gay marriage.
Hi, I'm Dane. Confirming I was gay to my father was the hardest thing.
But Caribbean activists like Dane Lewis, who heads the Jamaican gay rights group J-Flag, are taking their cue from that U.S. success. This is Lewis in one of a series of videos made recently by LGBTs to help sensitize fellow Jamaicans.
My only brother and I don't speak because of my sexuality.
The old strategy was to change Caribbean attitudes toward gays by getting the sodomy laws repealed. The new plan? To change the laws, you may first have to change hearts and minds. Last summer, J-Flag took what many considered the risky step of holding Jamaica's first ever gay pride festival. It paid off. Even the mayor of Kingston attended the event. Activists in other Caribbean countries are following suit.
What we're trying to do is warm up the society.
Doña Pigod is a college student in Barbados. She's a lesbian who heads the island's gay rights group, Be Glad.
It's only through education that people are going to understand the effects of these laws and how ridiculous they are.
This year, Queen Elizabeth named Pigott a British Commonwealth Young Leader Award winner. It gave Be Glad a major PR boost. But activists like Pigott say one of the movement's best assets are gay Caribbean expats. The author Max Arthur Mantle today lives in Miami Beach.
Being visible could change things.
Mantle titled his engaging coming-of-age novel Bati Boy in part to get Jamaicans to confront their homophobia head-on. Perhaps most visible right now is gay Jamaican-American author Marlon James.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
James spoke at the 2015 Miami Book Fair International. This year, his novel, A Brief History of Seven Killings, was the first ever by a Jamaican to win Britain's prestigious Man Booker Prize. But LGBTs in the Caribbean still face violence.
I was with a group of friends, and then these guys come around and they begin throwing bottles and stones at us.
John, to protect his identity, we're not using his real name, had to leave Jamaica.
They gave my sister a message to tell me if I don't leave, they're going to kill me. They're going to shoot me because I'm gay.
John is now seeking U.S. asylum in South Florida. More and more Caribbean LGBTs are winning asylum in the U.S., and that gives countries like Jamaica a human rights black eye. Gay pride can be effective, but so can political shame. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.